Welcome to the TechSource podcast series. Today we're speaking with Chris Thomas, who's a strategist with Tenable Network Security, who's kind enough to be with us today to discuss cybersecurity investments as well as continuous monitoring trends. And Chris, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. Well, thanks for joining us, and let's just jump right in. You know, tell us about the shift that's happening with many organizations and why cybersecurity is becoming such a priority.
Well, I'd like to think that it's always been a priority, but of course that hasn't really been the case. Of course, lately you've had a lot of major breaches that have gotten a lot of press, like Target, Home Depot, and of course everybody's heard of Sony. But that sort of delves into the press that goes around the attacks that are happening or accused attacks that are happening from China and Russia, which has led, of course, to President Obama raising additional awareness with his executive orders. And that sort of made everybody think about cyber, right? Not just in government, but also in the civilian sector. Everybody's focusing on cyber. So even though budgets are a little flat right now, people are looking at moving money around so that they can cover the cyber parts as well as everything else.
Interesting. So when making investments in cybersecurity, how should organizations prioritize their spend?
Well, a lot of people look for the magic bullet, right? They look for the whiz bang, new tech, that all the bells and whistles and the vendors promise will make them secure. Well, unfortunately, that unicorn just doesn't exist. There is no one sort of thing you can buy, and boom, you're secure. However, when you talk to vendors, a lot of them claim to have that magical product that, oh, just buy our stuff, and you'll be secure. Security is a process. It's not something you can just go to the store and buy. You can't buy the one thing and expect to be magically secure. So agencies really should focus on the fundamentals, right? Basic things like knowing what machines are on your network, what the patch levels are, how many times a day Mike from accounting logs into a specific system. If your agency has no way of knowing those basic, simple things, that's where agencies need to focus their budgets.
Interesting, interesting. So when it comes to their investments, how do they get, I guess, the most bang for their buck and also keep up with the latest threat? It seems like the threat landscape is changing day by day, minute by minute.
It seems that way. A lot of times, though, the same old attacks are the ones that people use the most because they're most effective. So a lot of people worry about
right.
APT and zero day all the time. Think, oh, my God, what's going to happen with the latest new vulnerability when they haven't really patched the old vulnerabilities. I mean, you can often tell if you're getting the most out of what you bought by what you get out of it. I mean, I see companies all the time who will spend small fortunes on some new awesome security tech that they were promised would make them secure against APTs or zero days or whatever. But the tool is so inefficient or hard to use that the actual tech people who are trying to use it don't bother. They don't even look at it. So security
right.
tools should really be giving you information as close to real time as possible so that you can use that information to take action on it. If your tools don't do that, then you should spend your money on something else.
Interesting. Well, let's shift real quick and talk about continuous monitoring and what sort of benefits are you seeing when it comes to continuous monitoring for organizations, and what are the challenges that they face when it comes to continuous monitoring as well?
Well, continuous monitoring allows you to get a real-time view of your network, right? A lot of times, people are moving from compliance reporting and moving on to continuous monitoring. Compliance reporting is basically you run a scan on your network once a year, once a quarter, or once a month, and you say, oh, I'm secure this quarter. I'll wait 3 months and I'll do it again. That is because, as you mentioned, the ever-changing landscape of the threats that are out there, that is no longer sufficient. You can't just do compliance checks once every now and then on a scheduled schedule and expect to have any sort of security whatsoever. You really need to look at your network all the time. You need to be checking it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and have a real-time look at what's going on in your network.
Interesting. You know, Chris, before we sign off here, is there anything else that you would like to add today, anything we didn't cover?
Well, I guess let me just recover some of the stuff we touched on because it's such an important part because people read the press and they go to conferences and whatnot, and it's all about APT and zero day. What's happening right now today when people really are not focusing on the basic fundamental stuff that they really need to look at? People don't know what machines are on their network. They don't know what patch levels they have. They don't know what if they're running antivirus on every machine, right? They need to not use default passwords. I mean, these are simple things, and I know people have heard them 100 times, but if you just practice these basic fundamental things, it will raise your security level to such a point that you can actually start worrying about the APT and the zero day. Because right now it's so easy to get into most organizations because they haven't done the basics that the APT and the zero day are irrelevant. So I guess get back to the final point.
Yeah. No, that's a great point there, Chris. And I think that's a perfect way to end this podcast because I think a lot of organizations do forget about the fundamentals. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive TechSource podcast interview with Chris Thomas, who's a strategist with Tenable Network Security, who was kind enough to share some insights on cybersecurity trends, continuous monitoring, and we wrapped it up with the most important message there, that organizations really need to focus on the fundamentals of cybersecurity. And Chris, thank you so much for your time today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Take care.